This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Now, the tissues are coming out this week as little kindy kids across Sydney start school for the very first time. So how can we make the transition as easy as possible for everybody? Well, psychologist Colette Smart from Family Smart is our special guest, but she's not just speaking theoretically today. Colette, you're actually experiencing this for yourself, aren't you?
Yes, I am. My baby goes to kindy tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
I know. So I've got three kids, and my eldest is second year in high school, and then my daughter, who's the middle one, she's last year of primary, and then my baby's in kindy, and I can't believe it's the stereotype or the cliche, but I can't believe the time has gone.
Yes, everybody says that. Now, how much of a big deal is this for the kids, Colette, to be starting for the first time?
My son, for example, is rearing to go. He's six, so we chose to wait a year. He could have gone last year because he's a January baby. But even in saying that, I can still see what a big deal it is for him. It's a time of uncertainty for kids. We underestimate how familiar everyday things bring us comfort. So subconsciously, everything is unfamiliar. The feel of the uniform, the new school shoes, the teachers' faces, toilets are new. And then I always say this, but I think parents have to remember what it feels like to start a new job or to walk into a room full of people that the majority of them you don't know.
Yep.
And as adults, we've got past experiences to draw from, and for our children, they don't.
Yeah, and it is hard. It's hard to, first day of a new job or even walking to a party we don't know anyone. We know those things are hard, so naturally it will be difficult for our children. What are some of the things we can do to make it easier for them, Colette?
Important not to brush off their feelings and just say, oh, you'll be all right, go on, it's big school, it'll be fun. Of course, reassure them and say that it will be, but listen and acknowledge and say, yeah, I understand, I know you must be feeling nervous. And remind them that most children will be feeling nervous today or tomorrow when they start, that they're not the only ones. I think parents need to remember that adjustment takes time, so it will be a good 2 weeks before some of the jitters go, and for some little anxious ones, it could take the whole term.
Yeah.
And I think parents need to just watch their own anxiety. Don't act like you don't care or you're happy to see them go off, but if you're really anxious, keep those conversations for your own mum or your friend's ears, because your kids will pick up on that.
Yeah, and sometimes you see those kids who just, crying every single day, and sometimes you wonder if they're getting some sort of cue from the parent, whether the parent wants to feel needed or something like that.
Yeah. And I wouldn't say that's always the case.
No.
Some children are anxious, but I would say definitely I see times when the parents are so anxious.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so is it helpful to give the child some little things to say to help them kind of make friends?
Absolutely. I think things like, kids don't have, like I said, that past experience to draw from. So give them little sayings or cues they can start with, like, hi, my name's John, what's your name? Even practice today with that and say, I live in wherever you may live, Blacktown, Cherrybrook. What kind of sport do you like? Do you like playing Minecraft? I think most kindies know what Minecraft is, so they can get into a whole Minecraft dialogue. It just gives them something to say.
Sure. And what are the sort of things that they should be practicing, like practical things, you know?
Well, look, I think a big thing is we forget how much we've done for our children. My youngest obviously has an older brother and sister who also do things for him. So things like practicing putting your jumper on or turning it inside out. We forget how much.
That's hard, isn't it?
For them.
Yep.
Teaching them how to open their tiny teddy's bags. And a big thing that I hear teachers saying all the time is teach or show your little boy how to use a urinal. It sounds like a ridiculous thing to say, but every year the teachers see a little boy who has never experienced using one, and so he holds in his bladder the whole day.
Oh, no. Yes, right. All these little things you don't think of, like, the practical stuff, opening the lunchbox and all that kind of thing.
Yeah. And also, can I just say on food, don't send too much food. I know as parents we panic that our children will be starving, but you see little kindy kids feeling like they need to get through their whole lunchbox and sitting there eating all recess instead of going off to play. So pick them up with a healthy snack at the end of the day. I know my little one is grumpy as anything
when
he gets home because he's starving. So I always go with something in the car.
Yeah, I've had to do that with my daughter as well. Definitely never go to school pickup without having a snack handy. Yes. Thanks for those tips, Colette. And look, I really hope it goes well for your son and that you won't be too emotional, Colette.
Thank you. I think it's going to be me doing the crying tomorrow. It's the last one, so it's a big thing.
Oh, it's the baby. Yes. Well, thank you so much for sharing it with us, hey?
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That's Colette Smart from Family Smart. You can find her online at familysmart.com.au. And tomorrow you will see her with the tissues out at the school gate.